Are we on, sir? Calling the meeting to order?
They didn't want me to do anything.
Hey, I'm calling the meeting to order.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to point out for those of you who want to make public comments, the sign-up sheet is on the back table, and I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Good evening. Before I call the roll, I just want to point out as a housekeeping matter, I've passed around a list of the members and what their terms of office are, and I would appreciate it if you could take a look and let me know if there are any corrections. This is a housekeeping matter. I'm just trying to stay on top of all the myriad details. Okay? So let's get started with the roll call, and I'll just go down the usual order. Alphabetical by last name. First one is Agamir. Agamir is not here. And Bernstein?
Yo.
Bernstein is here. Duran? Duran is...
Terry has to be excused.
Okay. Drake?
Here.
Drake is here. Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Futron?
Here.
Futron is here. Gans?
Here.
Gans is here. Hallinan Khan?
Here.
Hallinan Khan is here. Matthew Hallinan.
Here.
Matthew Hallinan is here. Johnson. Johnson is not here. Kim. Okay, Kim is not here at the moment. Kurzweil.
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Knorr. Knorr is not here. Pritchett.
Present.
Oh, she's here. Pritchett is here. Privis.
Here.
Privis is here. Rosenberg.
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Russell. Russell is here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Siegel? Siegel is not here.
Dan is asked to be excused. He's in Los Angeles.
Sure. Sterling? Okay, Sterling is not here. Akio Tanaka? Aki Tanaka is here. Kate Tanaka? Kate Tanaka is here. Turner? Turner? I'm sorry, are you here? Your Turner is here. Okay. Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. That's 18 present, and the quorum is met.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that if we need to discuss absences, we can do it at this point and shouldn't do it while the secretary is calling roll. I understand from what Tracy said that Frank is on opping at the station, so... that I would add him to the list of people who have requested excused absences, who are Dan and Terry and Frank. Oh, okay, so he'll just be late.
He'll be here right. Shortly, I think.
Okay, and Hunmi will be late as well. She notified me that she was coming late. So we should not mark them absent yet. The chair will entertain a motion to excuse Dan and Terry.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second. Is there any objection? Let the record note that Terry Duran and Dan Siegel were excused from this meeting. And we'll wait and see if other people show up. Yes, Jack.
Point of personal phone, please.
Give that to the microphone. Okay.
Point of personal privilege. At the last LSB meeting, I made a number of rude outbursts, particularly towards Andrea Pritchett, for which I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. Okay. I note that Henry Knorr has arrived, so he should be marked present. Okay. So now we are ready to move on to the point of approving the agenda. I sent out an agenda very late this afternoon. I apologize for that. A revised agenda because I got a number of messages from people who are concerned about having a potentially closed session in the middle of the meeting, which would mean we'd have to ask people to leave and then invite them to return. And if we put it at the end of the agenda, then that takes care of that problem. And that made a lot of sense to me. So here it is. The agenda, everyone should have a printed copy at their place. The secretary has copies. It's been moved. Let me ask, is there any discussion? Anyone want to make any amendments to the agenda? All right, so it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Are there any objections? All right, so let the record show that the body accepted the agenda. Laura.
I just wanted to make a motion to limit people's comments to 3 minutes.
Okay. Is there any discussion about that, limiting comments to 3 minutes? I'm sorry?
No, board members.
You're referring to board members during the meeting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hold on
a second. Oh, Tracy. Didn't you want to speak? Why? You're asking why, Laura?
What is the reason for...
I'll ask Laura to respond to that.
Just for expediency's sake, I think anybody can get out what they need to say in these meetings within 3 minutes' time, so we can keep moving forward on the agenda.
For this meeting this evening, forever, on all subjects?
This is a matter... Let's see. My reading of Robert's Rules of Order mm-hmm. says that we cannot make it a permanent rule unless we change the bylaws. But the body has the option on a meeting-by-meeting basis of voting to limit speakers in that particular meeting.
So it is for this particular
meeting? It is for this particular meeting, yes.
Thank you. That's what I was attempting to call.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Quick question. Is that... 1 3-minute comment, is that meant as 1 3-minute comment? Or I think the last meeting we had 2 2-minute comments, so I'm wondering
if
this is 1 3-minute.
No, it was 3 minutes last time.
Was it 3 minutes?
If Dan's saying, Khan is saying 2, I thought it was 3 minutes.
I thought it was 2 minutes.
No, I was, whatever.
But yeah, 2 times.
But 2 times.
Yeah, Robert.
Is that how you intend this, twice?
Yes.
Or once?
Yeah, to follow our rule that we've been using of everyone gets a chance to speak, one person, and after that someone can speak a second time.
Hey.
Okay, and that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so to clarify, Robert's Rules of Order provides that every member of the body is limited to speaking twice on any motion, and we are limiting, if you vote this up, we will be limiting people when they speak to 3 minutes. So each individual member of this body will have an opportunity to speak up to 6 minutes on every topic on the agenda. That's what the import of this motion is. The 2 times is Robert's Rules of Order. That's not, we don't have to vote on that. That's in the book. It's limited. Mal is volunteering to do it. Okay? He's got a machine that beeps, makes noise when the time runs out. All right. Are we ready to vote? Henry. Pass a mic down to them.
Oh, Mel, could you pass that one there? Yellow
one right here. I'm just curious. I've been on this board for 5 years, and I didn't time anything, but I don't actually remember anybody ever speaking for more than 3 minutes. Is there some real problem we're trying to solve with these motions?
Okay. Laura, do you want to respond to that, or we can just vote?
Yeah, it's just for expediency in the meeting. No, that's all. I just want us to move through.
Okay.
So, like, we could make it two if you would like.
It's not an answer. I just asked a question. It didn't answer.
What's the question again? Exactly why?
The question is, how is it expedient to set a limit if nobody ever exceeds the limit anyway?
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but
put it this way: are you remembering people exceeding that limit and trying to stop that?
No, I'm just trying to keep it at a reasonable limit. That's all.
Henry, I will say as chair that I do remember people speaking more than 3 minutes, and so I think just to say that because I generally do keep time. I have in the past kept time when people have spoken. All right, are we ready to come to a vote? All right.
Let me just see if there's any objections.
All those in favor, please raise your hands. All right. Let's do. Okay. Then, keep your hands up. Oh, I'm not voting. Okay. Opposed. Okay. Thank you. All right. So the agenda has been approved, and we have set a time limit for this meeting. Now we're ready to approve the minutes. Any member, is someone ready to make a motion to adopt the minutes? Mal Bernstein moved that we adopt the minutes. The minutes were sent out by the secretary yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, Tracy and then Anthony.
Well, I'm still looking at them, but under item three, you seem to have approved a motion by Mr. Bernstein that is contrary to Robert's rules. You cannot, in fact, extend time by majority vote. It is a two-thirds vote. So I don't know. So I would ask for an addendum to the minutes that that motion was, in fact, incorrect. Doesn't really matter since it was only for that meeting, but probably something should be noted in the minutes.
Okay. Anything else? Anthony, did you have something to say about the minutes?
Microphone.
Take a microphone, please.
Mic check.
On page three, the item B, program council, the proposed amendment was moved by me.
Okay, the secretary has agreed to change the minutes to reflect that. David?
In item 11, old business, there are two items B.
It's the second B.
Second B,
okay.
Well, if we're going to be picky, we might as well be completely
David,
picky.
David, any additional, any more additions or corrections to the minutes? All right. So are we ready to come to a vote? All those in favor of approving the minutes, raise your hands, I guess. Okay, does anyone oppose approving the minutes? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so now we're ready to move on to public comments. I will note that people who want to speak under public comments need to sign up on the sheet, and then when everyone has had a chance to sign up, if someone would bring me the sheet, we'll figure out how much time people have, since we have has everyone who wishes to speak signed up?
No.
Okay. When we get to the public comments, I think the speaker should use the phone, the microphone on the blue cord, because it's the longest one. Yeah, thanks, Frank. Okay. All right. Okay, here it comes. Thanks.
Oh, nine.
Okay. So there are nine people on the list, so each speaker will have 3 minutes. And the first speaker is Signe, followed by Virginia Browning. Signe Mattson, followed by Virginia Browning.
Good evening and all blessings to the LSB of KPFA and the Pacifica Network. As I look around and remember the political history of some of the board members, I'm sure at our elevated age now, no one of us still thinks that we have the answer. And I hope that you will give serious attention to the comments that have been passed out to you in support of Andrew Phillips and Carrie Corr. And will recognize the need to support rather than undermine and weaken, especially in these times. And unfortunately, I have not reviewed the bylaws amendments proposed, so I can't really address those, but I do implore you to consider these things in terms of building and strengthening and not dividing and misrepresenting anyone or any activities, and giving the full facts to the situations that are in some dispute at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Signe. Virginia Browning, followed by Daniel Borgstrom.
I'm going to read some comments that were sent to Chandra Hauptman by some listeners and staff. And by the way, I believe that a majority of even programs at KPFA didn't know about the valuation of the GM until a day or two ago. I know that Jose Ruiz, that I happened to call to appreciate his show, had not heard about it. And somebody else on this comment, I think, said they didn't too. Here's just a sampling. I think the Andrew Phillips, IGM, Carrie Corr are the best that KPFA has seen in a long time. That's from George Pope, listener. I want to express my complete unreserved support for the vision and hard work of Andrew and Carrie, Mary Yu in Oakland. These are just partial comments. As a KPFA subscriber, I support Andrew and commend him for his great job. Wholeheartedly, that's Terry Koch. I wholeheartedly applaud Mr. Phillips and Corr for their efforts to revitalize the program and balance its budget. By Hale Zukas, Berkeley, Andrew and Carrie have brought financial sanity to end prior losses that could not continue. They made decisions that were difficult for everyone but had to be made in the long life of KPFA. It's been nearly impossible to attract and keep a good GM. This is the time to move forward and keep these fine people on our side. There are numerous similar comments here, and I just want to say one thing, and that is that it's one comment I've heard from somebody is, why should listeners be even listened to on this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because a few self-interested paid staff there, although they are good on the air, that doesn't mean they need to control the whole station. Therefore, it was come up in 99 that there would be listener representation on the board. It's an important concept. It's important to have that. Listeners do need to be paid attention to. They're the ones that listen to the radio, but they also can keep it from being a complete conflict of interest as to what goes on. Last night, I heard the most remarkable, wonderful programs on there. I heard a woman on the Occupy movement, an artist, who is incredible analysis. And I heard on Hard Knock Radio, I heard about Obama's appointed head to the FCC and how he's getting ready to, he's not just getting ready, they're privatizing most of the, if not all of the airwaves in this country. We need to have people that aren't like paid for or by some members of the Democratic Party or big union money interests, good as they may be. There need to be diverse voices on the left. They're not all terrible. They were so good last night. Jose Ruiz's music show was just mind-blowingly good. And yet these things aren't promoted on the air the way that some of the paid union staff promote themselves. Thank you. Is that my time or not?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Virginia. Daniel Borgstrom, followed by Steve Gilmartin.
Yeah. I'm Daniel Borgstrom, and this is December 2/11, and KPFA still exists. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, a year ago this time, it did not look that way, and I really wondered about it. consider some of the reasons it's important. Well, recently we've had the Occupy movement. I've been active in that. I was during two of the police raids. I was arrested during one of these. You know, I looked around and it was in the morning. You see these huge numbers of cops advancing. It looked like 5,000, actually it's 500, which is still quite a few, pointing guns this way. Or they weren't actually pointing guns. I couldn't see what they were in the dark, whether they were M16s or shotguns. I guess they were shotguns. But what I want to say is, at a time like this, it's really important to have KPFA. And we have it because, in good part, because of Andrew Phillips and Kerry. Andrew, I've listened to him many times on the air. I've seen him. He's a hands-on person. And he must be under a lot of stress. Now, stress, I think, is something I learned about in this last couple of months. You know, being out there, people pointing guns at me, that's kind of stressful. But that's just lasted a while. This must be nothing compared to the ongoing stress. How long has he been there? Something like close to a year now, I think. And he's hung in there, done an excellent job. I'd say he's probably the best general manager, actually IGM, that KPFA has had. And I really want to thank him for it. Thank him because of him, in good part, that KPFA is still there. It's on the air when we have something like Occupy. Sure, the corporate media does cover it. Sometimes does an excellent job, even. Not always. They're often out to cut us down. KPFA is really necessary, and part of the reason that they will give a good, the corporate media will give good coverage is because KPFA will cover it and can cover this and give the facts. So if they slip, KPFA is out there to give the facts. So I think KPFA is really important, and I really want to thank Andrew Phillips for hanging in there, for the excellent job he's doing.
Okay. Steve Gilmartin, followed by Vic Sado. Thank you for telling me how to pronounce your name. I appreciate that. Steve?
Oh. Yeah. So I'm here to speak in strong support of Andrew Phillips and Kerry Corr. I think they're exceptional managers, and KPFA is very lucky to have them. I'm mainly here to speak to give the comments that others have written in support of them. I am an avid listener to KPFA, and I wholly support the work of both Andrew and Kerry and ask them to assume permanent positions at the station. Andrew has consistently acknowledged my emails. I think this is the mark of a responsive station management. I also appreciate his appearance on the airwaves both during the fund drive and normal programming to explain station operations and solicit feedback by accepting listener phone calls. Eric Anderson. Kerry and Andrew have done a fantastic job at holding the station together, at keeping things on the positive side, uniting those staff willing to collaborate and moving forward, and at improving programming. We've never had such a great bill on the morning show as the varied, invigorating, and sometimes challenging perspectives and voices. The world is rapidly changing, and curmudgeons on the LSB who want to pester Andrew, Kerry, and of course Arlene Engelhart should consider that they are out of step with the needs for the station to innovate and keep pace with rapidly changing events and constituencies. Mark Sapir. I want to voice my support for the excellent work Andrew Phillips and Kerry Corr have done since coming on after the disastrous reign of error by the Save KPFA shill GM Lem Rijo. Rijo, under the command of the safe KPFA cabal, presided over a near bankruptcy of KPFA and Pacifica by vastly and purposely overspending KPFA's funds. Andrew and Kerry have done very good work covering the Occupy movement, and the morning lineup is very interesting and diverse. Finances have been stabilized and programming is being revitalized. John Sheridan. The new energy that Andrew has brought to the day-to-day programming of KPFA is inspiring. Kerry's core seems to be behind the recent focus on the Occupy events around the area, and for that alone deserves a big bunch of support. Peter Broadwell. Allow me to voice my support for the constructive efforts of Andrew Phillips and Kerry Core in restoring responsible management and financial solvency to KPFA and for mitigating the selfish and monopolistic effects. Michael Parenti.
No. Excuse me. I just want to say that people can say whatever they want, but we have all been given copies of these comments, and we will be reading them, I assure you, because the board is very interested in what people have to say. I just wanted to make that comment. Okay, fine. Vic, followed by Dennis Bernstein.
Thank you. I used to listen to KPFA when I was in Delaware, and I had a very idealized idea of it. I'm a radical singer-songwriter, and I used to listen to all the music and think, wow, I could get my songs on there. And I used to listen to the archives. I would love listening to Guns and Butter and Flashpoints long before I ever met any of those people. So to come here and see all this dissension and hear about the financial problems was very upsetting. I became one of the activists around here. I'm the chair of the Social Justice Committee of the Berkeley Fellowship of Unitarians, and active with the OWS, and got my fair share of getting pushed around and tear gas. And I didn't know what to think, so I subscribed to everybody, and I listened to and read everything that everybody had to say. And now I'm here to tell you that it's going to backfire if you keep pushing this hidden agenda that you have, because I don't think you're saving KPFA by taking on this hidden agenda. And I will call it a hidden agenda because now that's what I think. I think there's been some lies that are easy to point out. When someone's laid off, that's not firing. It's called laid off. And when someone bumps someone with their seniority, that's not a victory against Pacifica. That's someone using their seniority to bump someone else. That's what it is. And if you say it's something else, you're lying. So I don't want to go into a long list, but I found both Andrew and Carrie to be very personable, open people. I can't believe that they're taking this kind of abuse, because they certainly don't deserve it. And if you want to fight, you'll get it, because that's what you're asking for. So you better leave them alone.
Is it okay if I sit down? I had a long day here. Thank you.
What's the first name, please? Annie, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I wanted to talk as somebody who has known the work of Andrew Phillips for over 28 years. These are some of the things that I've observed him do as program director. First of all, at WBAI in New York. Amy Goodman used to be the evening news director there at WBAI in New York. Andrew came in as program director and began the collaboration on a program called Democracy Now! But before he did, the first thing he did was to move Amy Goodman from 6 o'clock to the morning show. She protested wildly for 2 days. Then, out of that grew Democracy Now!, which Andrew Phillips played a major role in bringing to the airwaves. Andrew Phillips there was a six-month planning project in which people all over New York City were going to rebuild houses. Sound familiar now? And the producer of the show, unfortunately, had a heart attack and died several days before the unfolding of the event, where hundreds of people went all over the city, and it was going to be documented by WBAI. Andrew Phillips came forward, became the producer, and produced one of the most beautiful programs. It won every major, not every, but major journalism awards, Columbia, CBC, CBB, every award you can imagine. He produced a beautiful show. He brought the staff of WBAI together. Believe me, that was better than even KPFA. Andrew Phillips. And then I came to him with the Iran-Contra scandal. I was breaking major stories, really in the mainstream, in Newsday, at Spin Magazine, all over the country. At a certain point, though, the mainstream wouldn't cover the story. So Andrew Phillips gave me a program called Contragate. And we broke key aspects of the Iran-Contra scandal. Andrew Phillips is a radio visionary. And he's doing the same thing at KPFA. And I have seen him bring many of us together who for the longest time didn't work together, working together on this Occupy movement. He's a uniter. He's a brilliant radio visionary who started in Australia, came to the United States, and he's one hell of a force. We should thank him for his work and urge him to continue.
Yeah, he's... I don't know what that means. Are you asking for extended
time? I'm asking that Dennis be allowed to finish
his
comments.
Well, normally when... Excuse me.
Can you extend for 2 minutes, please?
Extend for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of giving the speaker an additional 2 minutes, raise your hands. What? Are there any objections to giving Dennis an additional 2 minutes? Okay, 2 minutes.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Flashpoints under the last management was cut back approximately 70%. And apparently, from good evidence, it was on the chopping block. The apprenticeship program was cut back under the last management. Hard Knock Radio was slotted to become a 1 or 2 day a week program under the last management. Again, Andrew Phillips comes into the scene. He's a uniter. He brings us together. He brings us together around the occupation movement. And believe me, he doesn't play partial. He wanted everybody in that station to participate in the Occupy coverage. And anybody who wanted to participate had a chance to play a role. And for the first time in a long time, all the talents that exist inside the station, both the paid staff and the unpaid staff, came together, and we've united to cover one of the most important movements emerging in our time. This is the same Andrew Phillips, by the way, who organized across the country the Great Peace March, which he produced and co-hosted with Studs Terkel. Again, I say, Andrew Phillips is a radio visionary. You should thank him for his work and support him for as long as he chooses to stay here. Thank you.
Annie Hallett, followed by Jenny Miller.
Just untangle a little bit. Sorry. Well, hi, everybody. It's been a long time. I just feel like crying. stuff. I mean, okay, we're in Durban. The Kumi Naido, the head of Greenpeace, says.
Excuse me, Annie. Could I ask people in the back of the room to, if you want to have a conversation, please go outside.
Could I ask people not to read while we're talking?
Sure.
If people around the world can actually unite trade unions, social movements, religious leaders, environmental groups, and so on, which we saw in the march on Saturday, I pray and hope that we will have a similar kind of miracle to get these climate negotiations to deliver a fair, ambitious, and legally binding outcome. I would say apply the same standards here. Every person here is brilliant, tested, active, visionary, skilled, talented, and you sit here and fight each other, try and poke each other in the eye. It's not going to work that way. I'm so disappointed in this group. I was on the first two boards, and I saw the origin of this terrible situation that we're sitting in. What a stupid waste of time. What a crisis in leadership. Shh. What am I talking about?
Shh, please.
Anyone else not know? Which leader?
Well, please.
We're taking
Annie's time.
When I got an email that this was a meeting tonight, I thought, why aren't we meeting at Occupy Berkeley? Why aren't we leaders? Why aren't we sitting together and respecting every voice instead of trying to push some people out because they're not on the right team? This is not soccer. This is our world, our community, our radio station. Stop it. Everyone should be included. Everyone's voice heard at the station. Why aren't the listeners asked to do a survey? If you guys don't know how we feel, we listen every day. We're all connected. We could all give you 1 minute of our time on the air or on writing on a survey, do a monkey survey, whatever those damn things are. You know, what I realized the last time I ran for the board and I suggested we create a new way to work together is that everybody in this room is here to stay.
Thank you. I just want to point out there, in fact, is a listener survey going on right now. The CAB is conducting a survey, and there's also access to a survey online. So, in fact, listeners are being surveyed. Thank you. Community Advisory Board. Okay. So, Jenny, followed by Mara Rivera.
Hi. My name's Jenny Miller, and I've been a longtime listener of KPFA. I also have, in my youth, when I was an activist in numerous causes, have been interviewed any number of times on KPFA, and I, you know, like so many people in Berkeley, I depend on KPFA to find out what's happening in the world and how we can change it. And I'm speaking in support of Andrew Phillips and Carrie Corr. I don't know that much about Carrie. I think Andrew is a great visionary, and he does have the ability, like some leaders like to dictate to people, you know, how to do things. I think he has the ability to bring people together and work together, and I think he has a very broad knowledge of issues that is extraordinary. And for example, he's a permaculture landscaper. Well, I think we need that kind of knowledge now. You know, our world is falling apart, and there's a new world that's trying to be born, and he has an awareness of many issues, and we need his knowledge and his leadership. Thank you.